We're finally getting a Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle, yay. The 60th annual Emotion Bowl is this Friday.
Fry yay. An Idaho man is really, really good at being all alone.
And this TikTok trend has people peeing where they should not.
If ever, ever a whiz, there was the Wizard of Wizards whizzing because, no? Okay,
no.
Right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Sup? And good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Tigers and grizzlies.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. It's September 22nd, episode 111. So that means last night. Carly, do you remember last night?
I mean, like, in general, was there something special?
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Let's see. I think that love was changing the minds of pretenders or something like that. That is such a fun, funky little jam. Does that song just not make you want to roller skate so bad?
Sure, yeah. That song, actually, that makes me want to watch the whole Paul Rudd dancing thing. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
We can play it, but the thing is we can't play the music because I'm sick of getting copyright strikes.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Like, you play 10 seconds. I thought you could play 10 seconds of something. Nope, not even that anymore.
So here's the thing. I think legally, technically, you can.
Yes, you can.
But on the platforms, they're like...
platforms do not care about...
Community guidelines don't let you.
Fair use.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Which I think is dumb,
we
but whatever.
We can play a few seconds of something for...
Right.
You know, educational purposes, purposes of review or critique.
Yes.
We're legally allowed to do that.
Right.
You know who won't ding you for copyright strikes? Commercials.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yes.
Yeah.
Play more of our commercials for free, please.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. I mean, they have to like pay to get people to play their stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So you may have noticed, and let's both stand up.
Oh, yeah, shall we?
Microphones. Just because we paid good money for these.
And they're just so cool.
We are wearing Idaho Falls High School and Skyline High School jerseys in celebration of the Emotion Bowl this Friday night.
The 60th anniversary, right?
The 60th. Yeah, look at this.
Look at this special little emblem
here.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you might be wondering, Mike and Carly, where did you get those baller ass jerseys? Follow Team Up Athletics East Idaho on Instagram.
Very cool. I love that.
Team Up Eastern Idaho. All one word. That's their handle. If they have any extras, you can look for them at the game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
But these are custom. Like, okay, check out. We'll just show you the back of these real quick.
Yeah.
Yes. We wanted one that said 420. But they said, you know, two digits is. Had I really been thinking, Carl? One that said 6'9" and one that said 6'7".
Yeah, right. That'd be funny. It's all right. I like the 69 better. I think it's funnier.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Being said, I do kind of wonder if they have any from my alma mater, because I didn't go to any of the major high schools here.
Yeah.
I went to Taylor's Crossing, and my graduating class was like 24 people.
Yeah.
So I bet they don't have any jerseys for them.
Probably not. So Idaho Falls High School and Skyline High School have the Emotion Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Bonneville and Hillcrest have the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Thunder Ridge is just, they don't have anything.
Yeah, they're just kind of chilling for now.
Until there's a sixth high school here in town.
Although I feel
When's that going to be? Another 20 years maybe?
Gosh, I feel like there was one. We'll figure it out.
Well, and there's like different divisions too. Like some are A4, right. Some are A5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, even that is like, I'm talking way out of school.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Emotion Bowl. I did go to Idaho Falls High School and Ravston Stadium there behind the high school. This is going to blow you away. I didn't even know this as a graduate of Idaho Falls High School. It was named for the coach of Skyline.
Really?
What?
That's funny. Oh, that's actually kind of nice, though.
He was at Idaho Falls. He migrated to Skyline.
Okay, okay.
Anyway.
So, I mean, he's kind of the perfect guy for stadium to be named after.
Yeah.
Because he did both.
Here's his nice little thing at his funeral. You know how you got to look good for your funeral? Here you go.
Right.
Vernon Frank Ravston passed away January 31st, 1968. Oh, he's born in 1930.
Holy crap.
So 195 years ago.
Wow, he didn't live very long then.
I can math.
I mean, yeah, he would have been, what, 38 years? Oh my gosh, jeez. He would have been so young.
Yeah, that was the average lifespan back then.
Stop.
All that butter and smoke. Cigarettes.
You know, no, because there were people who were living to be like 120 who'd have like a shot of bourbon every day with their morning coffee, you know?
Bourbon and bacon.
Yeah.
Stadium was built in. Actually, we don't know when the stadium was built. I think it was 57, but some, like, you cannot trust ChatGPT.
No, you cannot.
We had to get the numbers from idahosports.com. Mm-hmm. Plug for them. 60th anniversary of the game this Friday night. Mm-hmm. So 59 games have been played so far. Skyline has won 36 of them. Idaho Falls, 23 of them.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Skyline's really been cleaning up.
Womp. Motherfucking womp. And you remember the one last year, right?
Yes. Yeah, where it felt like IF just sort of like phoned it in.
Did you even try?
If they don't this year, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay. That's, we go team, go sports.
Yeah. Honestly, I never really played very many like athletic team sport type things. Mm-hmm. You know, like I did like ballroom and stuff like that because anything with a ball, I'd always get hit in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
You took quite a few balls to the face, you said.
Well, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Especially, like, for some reason when I wore glasses, especially, because that would hurt so bad. But I remember many, many occasions being forced to play, like, dodgeball in gym class.
Oh, I love dodgeball.
Right there.
It was so easy. Like, just avoid the ball, dude.
Yeah, no, it was not easy for me. I always was out, like, with intense. And I tried. I'm competitive. I do like to play, but I'm just not very good.
Just a ball magnet.
I kind of.
I'm sorry, you left that wide open, and we're just.
Like your mom.
Oh! She said. Also in sports, by the time you hear this show, the Idaho Falls Chuckers could be the Pioneer Baseball League champions.
Whoa.
So they haven't been since 21.
Okay, but that's not that long ago.
And this is another, yeah, not that, 4 years. Still pretty. This is another instance of, we're doing the show because of our personal schedules. Mm-hmm. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
All right? We're doing the show before they have the opportunity to win. Mm-hmm. One thing we know for sure in advance, though, is the ball did go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay, sports.
Yes. We are watching a sports.
Yeah, you know.
The sports did good.
Yeah. I don't even really get how to play football.
Are you talking baseball or football?
Either. Okay. All of it. Because, we were talking about.
We were on both, to be fair.
Baseball does make a little more sense. Football is more confusing, and I don't totally understand it.
Mm-hmm. Next up, I wanted to start the show with it. It's a little late to start the show.
Yeah.
But let's ramp it up maybe with this.
Moist. Woof. Moist. Woof. Make the moist of it. Treat topper or complete meal.
See what they did there? It's for a dog food. And it's called Moist and Meaty.
Oh, gosh. Sounds like a fun Friday night.
Right?
Call that a Friday night, baby!
Also,
speaking of the numbers on our jerseys.
Yeah, right?
Good Lord.
Also, whoever the voice actor is for that kind of sounds like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, this is Patrick.
Yeah.
No, this is Moist and Meaty.
Yeah.
We just got done talking about the word moist when we were discussing the orgy dome at Burning Man.
Yes.
The one that got blown to smithereens.
What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all of those little lives just snuffed out. All of those babies that were probably going to be made.
The erection that was destroyed because it got blown.
That's so funny.
Away. at Burning Man. And you know, we talked about, it's, I think it's pretty common knowledge that people hate the word moist.
Yeah, it's gross. It's a bad word.
These guys, so I wondered, because you walk by, I think Sara Lee, no.
Or do you mean Betty Crocker?
Maybe it's Betty Crocker.
And they have like a moist one.
They have one that's super moist.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and they haven't changed it, I don't think.
No, no.
So these guys, mad props to leaning into moist and meaty. And I think we ought to lean into things ourselves, Carly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carly craves pickles like a freaking pregnant lady.
That's true.
And Mikey roasts, you know, mainstream media companies in town that deserve it.
That's true. I think you've just boiled us right down to our most basic parts.
It's what we do. Yeah. This is what we do.
Right.
Okay. So we're just going to, let's make that the theme of this episode.
Yeah, it's what we do. Oh, hey.
Or moist and meaty.
I do like that too. Mm-hmm. I will also say really quick, if you notice that I have a weirdly brown hand in this episode, yeah, I'm so sorry about this. I discovered black walnuts this weekend.
You went to you went to the East Coast.
Yeah, I went to go help out with some family stuff over there.
Yeah.
While I was over there, I absentmindedly picked up and peeled the flesh off of a black walnut.
Did you just go for a walk in the woods, or is this like out in someone's front yard?
No, it's like right in the streets.
Do we have black walnuts here?
They also have like bunnies just running around everywhere. It's awesome. Anyway, but this is actually a huge improvement from how it used to be. Really? Even just, I scrubbed the hell out of this thing. I seriously, I only opened up like two or three black walnuts, not really thinking about it, like I said. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's fine. I'm sure it'll come right off. Like it might like dye my hand for a day or two. No, this is like a week now.
Did you bring a black walnut with you?
No, I should have.
Because I swear that was like a, I don't know, good housekeeping hint or something way back in the day is like, some of your furniture polish scuffed off. Take a black walnut and rub it on your wood.
Well, I mean, I can see why.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, but it looks really bad.
Okay.
I had to go through airport security, and since I was traveling with my cousin's cats, they have to swab your hand.
Yes. Right.
Like, to look for something. I don't know. But I had to hold my hands out, and I was like, "I'm sorry. There was a black walnut," and he's like, "It's fine."
Okay.
Actually, I was the crazy one.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no gunpowder on black walnuts.
Yes. Thankfully not.
Comments and follow-ups. Zion's Shores, the luxury surf community in the middle of the Utah desert. We wondered if it was an irresponsible use of water.
And?
Especially when AI data centers are cropping up, and where they're cropping up, neighboring communities are running out of water, we hear. According to the headlines, and the need for water to cool these AI data centers is going to go up 30-fold, as we discussed last episode.
If you want to keep things moist.
Yeah. And meaty. I did a little digging because that was a question that haunted me a little bit. So here we are back with the info. Zion Shores, this luxury surf community, is going to use 30 million gallons of water a year.
Wild.
By contrast, a typical golf course uses 120 million gallons a year. Looking at you, St. George.
That's fair.
And Mesquite, Nevada.
Right, right.
But that doesn't matter, see, because the water supply for Zion's Shores, come to find out, doesn't draw from drinking water or irrigation water. It takes away from neither. It's a brackish well that's on the property.
Oh.
If you need a refresher, brackish water ain't fresh water, but it ain't ocean water neither.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I remember that now.
It's got a high salt content that is unfit for drinking or irrigation, but when treated properly, perfectly safe for recreational use, like surfing in the middle of the f-ing desert.
You know, honestly, someone saw an opportunity here and like they saw all of this water that's useless any other way. And they're like, you know what? We can capitalize on this still.
They leaned into it.
Yeah. The obstacle is the way.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Words eaten. Mm-hmm. We're sorry.
Okay. So maybe you heard last week another guy got fired for taking delight in Charlie Kirk's death. Yes, of course, we're talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Oh! Mm-hmm. You know, all the crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth over Jimmy Kimmel being temporarily suspended on a permanent basis or whatever that weirdness was.
Yeah.
Really had me believing that all of that fuss over a talk show host would be reserved for the one that was, you know, murdered in front of a live audience, including his wife and children.
I wouldn't say Charlie Kirk was a talk show host.
Didn't he have his own talk show? I don't know.
All I ever saw
of Charlie Kirk were clips.
Yep, right.
He was on my radar, but he was so new in his career, which honestly is why I think he's going to make the perfect martyr.
Yeah.
For the right and or alt-right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've seen, all the facts I've seen, say the FCC had nothing to do with this. This was certain affiliates of certain companies of ABC that put the pressure on ABC. And furthermore, ABC didn't necessarily temporarily, finger quotes, suspend Kimmel because of what he said, but because of what he was gonna say.
Oh.
He was gonna go back the next night and really double down, I hear.
Okay.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. A lot of people, both sides, talking about ratings, talking about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I do know we can't suppress free speech.
Yeah.
Once we get there. Now, people could say all sorts of asshole-ish things online and get fired or not.
Right.
I do know that, that just because we have free speech, and that is your legal right.
Yes.
In terms of societal pressure, people can call your boss and go, that guy crossed the line.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway.
Well, and I think people did do that even with Charlie Kirk.
People did that with Charlie Kirk. People did that with people celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. People did that with people celebrating Kimmel's suspension, firing, whatever we should call it, what it really is.
Yeah.
And both sides are just going at it. And we don't have a position here other than to say we support free speech.
Yeah.
We don't believe speech should be returned with bullets. It should be returned in like kind.
Yes.
Reciprocated equally, evenly, like we explained last episode. And our other position is it's fascinating, isn't it? My feed is just split right down the middle.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see both sides looking at the same facts, the same set of circumstances, and saying, see, guys, this proves our point. They're bad. We're good. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it is kind of weird to see. I do definitely think that there are some stronger arguments than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the thing that people forget is that at the end of the day, the one thing that free speech doesn't guarantee you is freedom from consequences.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, with Charlie Kirk, he said some things that people deemed unkind and not right. And so even though he has passed, it doesn't mean he doesn't get to be held accountable for what he said.
Yeah, I don't think the consequences of words should ever be a death sentence.
Oh, I agree. But I just mean, like, for example, if you say something
weird that way.
Yeah, no, but I just mean in the sense that if you say something shitty and you don't make a lot of friends in life,
yeah,
then it's not impossible for people to not say nice things about you afterward.
Karma is a bitch.
Yeah.
And then this Tyler Robinson guy. In fact, what Kimmel said was kind of like, hey, the MAGA guys hate it that he's one of them, which was kind of outdated. Sort of like us talking about the Chuckers Championship.
Right.
Like, he did the show when everybody still thought that Tyler Robinson was this alt-right wacko.
Yeah.
And then it came out after we discovered, oh, no, he rebelled against the culture in which he was brought up.
Yeah.
And was, I don't know, I think dating a trans furry. Not saying that to be inflammatory, saying that because that's what I understand the facts to be.
Also, just saying.
So he
I think
kind of went the other way.
And technically, you can be a conservative and date a trans furry. It's just a lot less likely.
I think more conservatives should.
Yeah, you know what?
Trans furries.
All of the furries I know are lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
All of the trans people I know are lovely people.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
As long as they're moist and meaty.
Stop.
The guy that just tore apart the gingers.
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was Tucson.
What was his problem?
I think it was a neighboring city of, say this right, Sahuarita. I even practiced. Sahuarita is one of those towns that doesn't have a city council.
Okay.
They have a town council meeting.
Okay.
But YouTuber James Freeman claimed, like we mentioned last episode, that Sahuarita Police Chief John Nolan assaulted him. The guy you saw, let's play a little clip.
That's how you got to handle gingers, is you put them in a headlock and you throw them to the ground and you break their camera. So I thank you for what your chief did, and we need more people like him. We need more people in Sahuarita to choke out gingers. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Mark.
That was Mark Brown, and he was being intentionally satirical. Okay.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't actually hate gingers?
He doesn't hate gingers.
Okay, that does make me feel better.
He does know people in town can afford 4K cameras. He basically was playing a character that he would make fun of for defending the alleged actions of the police chief for beating up on a YouTuber slash ginger. So in that case, okay. Mark Brown, brilliant satirist. Satire, bro.
Yeah. Well, especially because like...
Great.
I know. I have seen people who absolutely would say that with their full chest and absolutely mean it.
Right.
You know, like he really nailed it.
He was that convincing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. I was so upset. I was like, what did I do? Right.
It certainly made for fine fodder on this show.
Yeah.
And if I were a clip guy who put clips in the soundboard bank thing, it's what you got to do with gingers.
Yeah, right?
You got to throw them to the ground. You got to choke them out. Take their camera. Okay.
To be fair, these are Mike's cameras, so.
Right. Yeah, these aren't.
Yeah, you can't take them from me.
Well, hey, guys, do you have anything positive to say? Yeah, I would just like to say that I think Donny Osmond is killing it.
Oh, yeah?
He's looking so great.
You know, I did think that last time I saw him.
67 years old.
Yeah.
Got a residency in Vegas until May of next year. 60-year career, still going strong.
Right. Must be all that clean living.
And he even has the balls.
The moist and meaty balls?
To pose next to his younger self.
Oh, cute.
Here in this little ad.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
And you know, his younger self was before my time, but like, I'm pretty sure I had like an aunt who was just like,
right.
Oh, he was so true. I mean, like the Biebs before the Biebs.
Oh, yeah. No, ladies bond over Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a little cute patootie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally get it. Still is, honestly. Good for him.
They wanted to put his in there.
He was Mormon. How dare you be so defamatory? Right. Donnie would never. Actually, speaking of like funny little Mormon trends, have you seen that one lately where it's like when you are Mormon but you want a tattoo and it's someone holding a tattoo gun while a gal lays or someone lays on the bed and then they shake the tattoo bed?
A la soaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. I've seen a couple of people doing that clip.
There is a woman, and I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I bet if I open my TikTok, I'll find her real quick. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, can I off the top of my head try?
Yes.
And say Alyssa Grenfell? No, 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 no.
What? You did it. Yes.
Is that really her name?
That's really her name. You did it.
Get out. Okay.
Yeah, because this is her, yeah?
That's her.
Yeah.
She's, I'm pretty sure I saw her like in a New York Times article.
Oh, neat. Oh, wow. Good for her.
But she's a Exmo and she's calling out the church.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Exmos are. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of, I don't know, ex-Mormons, former Mormons, people who grew up in a Mormon household and it just didn't kind of stick with them as they, you know, translated into adult life, are surprised to learn some things about the church that they just didn't know. And she does a pretty good job of throwing shit out there in 60 to 90 seconds.
Yeah.
One of the last TikTok I watched of hers, she mentioned something that I thought was really, it's a really interesting concept. The concept of loophole culture.
Yes.
So you just described getting zapped with a tattoo gun.
Right.
But you didn't go in for a tattoo. Someone else was holding it and someone else was bouncing you toward it.
Yes. Yeah.
But also soaking. And of course, that's not the biggest LDS loophole that when I was coming up, I heard about. And that is?
Caffeine?
No. The poop hole loophole.
Oh.
The one that Garfunkel and Oates talk about.
I think that one was started by other faiths more.
And I think even our good LDS friends will laugh at the fact that, yeah, they don't drink coffee, they don't drink tea, but they'll go to Pop Shop, Fizz Biz, Thirst Burst, Big Swig, Slurp and Burp, Dirty Soda Shops 5 times a day, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I knew kids that would bring Monster Energy drinks to
seminary?
To seminary. Yeah, especially because I did 0 hour, you know, and even to church. You know?
Wait, you said 0 hour, like that was a term I would understand.
Oh, it's like, yeah. So basically it's like the class that you do before school actually technically starts.
Oh.
Because there's like first hour.
Yes.
So 0 hour.
Yeah, got it. Now that I say it.
Yeah.
Now that you say it.
Early as shit is
now
what
that
it
I hear
is.
It. Right.
Too damn soon.
It's the one at O Dark 30.
Yes. Oh, it was awful. I don't know what I was thinking. Mm. But yeah. But, and yeah, the whole caffeine thing I was saying, it's so funny because even when I was a Mormon, I remember kind of thinking like, I don't think that's exactly how that should work.
Right.
You know?
Well, and you could spend all day arguing about letter of the law versus spirit of the law. And that's what apologists are for. And I mean, you want to know my honest opinion? Every single organized religion is run by man and man's interpretation. Right. Of God's word, and therefore is fallible and maybe even just plain wrong in some cases. But you look at Catholics, you look at Lutherans, you look at Mormons, you look at Baptists.
Yep.
What are the odds that, I don't know, one of those denominations has something, I don't know, 10% wrong?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, it's the word of God, it's infallible, and we're the one true church. Are you sure? Because they all say that.
Yeah.
Too much? All right. Boy, we I don't think we've made one friend yet this episode.
I know. I feel bad. Well, you know, I will say that overall, I do actually think that, like, a lot of the rules in Mormonism are not bad things to follow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the no alcohol, no smoking, that kind of stuff.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, the no hot drinks, is it in the Book of Mormon? It's in the Word of Wisdom.
Right.
It's in a companion guide to the...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. How do they feel about moist and meaty? Is what I want.
Well, I think so long as it's your mom's casserole, you're fine. Frankly, you know what? That's another thing Mormons do right. F***ing casseroles, man. Casserole. Dude! Like, some Mormon food is shit, but Mormon casseroles?
Yes.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Amen, Sister Carl.
There we go. Thank you.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month, or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link and post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
That's right.
Has the cool cats.
The big cats, like tigers.
Idaho's talk show. IFAF.
Da Bears.
Da Bears. Bears.
Oh, we're... The bear goes rawr.
I think that's what the tiger says too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Why was it so smoky smelling in Idaho Falls last week? Last Friday morning, I had to chuckle. I think I even replied. Somebody said, "Why does it smell like grandma and grandpa are smoking a carton of cigarettes?" Everywhere I go in Idaho Falls. The reason is there was a burn ban in Bonneville County. And then it got lifted.
Oh.
So all the farmers went, "Oh, great." And they did what they do every fall or at the end of every harvest season, usually.
Right.
Which is something called stubble burning.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And I guess that just chars the fields just right. So that shit can compost over the winter.
Right.
And I don't know, release stuff into the soil and stuff.
Yeah, I know it helps it like release nutrients that help the soil be more rich. I think the ash even helps too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the best way to grow a forest, and don't start anything.
Yeah.
Don't say I told you
to
do it.
We are not the anti-smoky bear.
The best way to grow a forest is burn one down.
Yeah.
And then that, but it gives it all the elements it needs to... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sort of overdrives it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's just nature. That's what nature has done.
Yeah. What's that one term? It's like homeostasis.
Or something. It finds
It finds a way to right the ship again.
Life finds a way. I think there's only one in that quote.
Yeah, I think there is.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will... breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Anyway, that's why it was so smoky at the end of last season.
Funny.
For all you noobs. Two news stories. People are the worst and people are the best. Here we go.
Sounds about right.
Yellowstone Park has pulled more than 300 hats from geothermal features so far this year.
Holy crap.
Look at these hats.
You know what? We need to bring hat pins back.
I guess because, and park officials will say, look, we get it. Sometimes it's windy.
Yeah. And pumpkin windy. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially in Idaho.
But there are 4 million travelers in the park and I think 10,000 at least geothermal features. More than 13,000 pieces of garbage have been pulled from thermal areas.
You pieces of shit.
You assholes. You come to my house, you throw away your garbage.
On my floor? Yeah. Yeah. I will say, though, there are some people who have no excuse. Okay? If you look at those hats, I think you'll notice that some of them have the little drawstring thing.
Right.
What's your problem, buddy? You think you're too good for a little hat drawstring? Yeah, it does look a little goofy, and it doesn't look nearly as goofy as when you get sunburnt right on the top of your head because your hat flew away because you were too good for a little drawstring.
The hat that I was wearing at the beginning of our ice cream potato video that we made at the Eastern Idaho State Fair this year, which was an upgrade from my ugly, ugly.
Yeah, that one was fugly.
But super functional.
Yes.
Chichen Itza hat.
Yes.
That I got for, being in the middle of the Yucatan jungle.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the drawstring.
Yes, you know, super just, handy.
Yeah, super handy.
Yeah. I do wish that my favorite big summer hat had one. I think I need to install one.
Can we just add this to the list of Yellowstone rules, pretty please? Don't pet the fluffy cows and hang on to your hats.
Yes.
They're cowboy.
Yeah.
And cowgirl.
Actually, you know what? I have another good argument for why we should do hat pins, especially in Yellowstone. Because I don't know if you know this, but back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, I think, hat pins were actually a really useful self-defense weapon. So
women would use them to stab dudes.
Yes, because right? they would get handsy.
Advances.
Right, right. To the point where they actually, like, they actually had to start passing laws.
Gotcha, bitch.
they had to start passing laws that sort of restricted the size of, like, what size of hat pins, you know, you could have.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Which is when women switched, by the way, to umbrellas and even had umbrella self-defense courses for women. That's a fun little piece of history, isn't it?
That is wild.
Yeah. Just remember, men been dogs for a while here.
I believe it. What kind of bear would you rather see in the woods?
Right?
Okay. And now, people are the best. And this is just a plug for our friends at Roof Rescue. We ran some ads for them last year. You may remember Operation Roof Rescue.
Sure.
They're doing it again. I think I've got this straight where wherever they do 100 roofs, they give away one to a deserving somebody who fits one of these criteria. Military personnel, active or veterans, first responders, police, firefighters, EMTs, teachers, K-12, higher ed, special ed, or just community members making a significant impact through volunteer work, charity, or leadership in their neighborhoods.
That's nice.
Does that include smartasses on the internet? I don't think so. But we wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
That's fine.
Well, and I was going to say, too.
I personally know how many hours we spend planning this podcast, shooting it, editing it, and publishing it, and I feel like that's some service work to the community. I really do.
Sure.
Because I've had a lot of people say, I wouldn't have known about this one thing had it not been for you.
Right, right.
And I do believe in the philosophy of entertain first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you learn something, that's a bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, and I mean, there's also that whole idea of if you can't personally make the thing happen, then at least help boost it when the thing is happening.
Yeah, signal boost that shit, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
So, go to the link in the post, Roof Rescue's website, and nominate somebody you know that fits those criteria for Operation Roof Rescue.
It would probably also help if they did need a new roof.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing adds value to a home like a new roof.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
People like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially if it's older than 2018 because we had that big hailstorm.
Yes. Yeah.
Way back in the day. This is super cool. Do you know where Buell is?
Bueller?
It's yeah.
I don't know.
It's in southern Idaho. We don't really talk about southern Idaho, and here's why. They don't matter.
No.
They just really don't.
I mean, we're as south as southern Idaho matters.
No one goes to southern Idaho.
Unless they're going to Utah.
Remember? Right. Unless they're driving through. Unless they're going to Shoshone Falls or the Perrine Bridge.
Yeah.
Or going down and then up to Sun Valley.
Right.
Catch them.
Yeah.
Or down to Elko, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what are you going there for?
Makes you wonder.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That's sus. are we kidding? We're kind of kidding.
Yeah.
But if you look at Idaho and the three capitals, one in Spokane, one in Boise and one in Salt Lake City.
Right.
Like Southern Idaho, there's just nothing going on there. There's Twin Falls, Burley, Rupert, Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, it's not a lot, to be honest with you. I completely lost my train of thought. In Buell, there's a guy named Nathan Olson. Not to be confused with the one and only guest we've had on this show after 2 years.
Right.
In our whole 2 years of doing this, attorney Nathan Olson.
Yeah.
Who sued the city of Pocatello and their utility department and won. Who argued in front of the Supreme Court that the Great Pocatello Land Grab case ought to be reopened instead of categorically dismissed, which it was.
Yeah.
And now is undismissed and back in action. Not that guy.
No.
Although he's super cool.
He is very cool.
Another Nathan Olsen, wouldn't you know it? Just outlasted 9 competitors to win History Channel's Alone.
Oh, cool.
Armed with survival skills he learned right here in Idaho, Nathan endured 34 days in the South African wilderness, carrying on his family's legacy of outdoor education. And believe it or not, he's not the only member of his family to have appeared on the show.
Whoa, okay.
Crazy.
So I guess they're just like really big survivalists and stuff.
In Idaho? Get the fuck out.
I mean, right? This would be the place.
I've wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a play here in about a month.
Yeah.
It's Clue. It's perfect for me because it's a piece of pop culture. It's a stage play based on a movie, which is based on a board game.
Yeah.
All right. In the play, my favorite line of all time has the character Mrs. Peacock. I don't know why. She just does such a great job. Is it Kelsey, I think, who delivers this line? As Mrs. Peacock, she says,
"The flames, flames."
No, that's Becky, and she's, yeah, that's Mrs. White.
Okay, you're right.
That's really great, too.
Yeah.
That is an epic line. But my favorite, for whatever reason, it's funny. You know, sometimes you hear things a million times, but if you hear it just the right way once, it sticks in your head forever.
Yeah.
When she says, "An escort service in Washington."
Okay.
She plays this kind of batty. She plays Mrs. Peacock kind of batty.
I like that.
Anyway, a survivalist in Idaho. Next, you're going to tell me.
That's so funny. I love that. That's cute.
There's a Mormon at a dirty soda shop. Preposterous.
Now, really quick, though, going back to Bueller.
Yes.
Would the citizens of Buell be considered Buellers?
They would.
I mean, they have to be, right? Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yes. So anyway, this Bueller won Alone.
Yes, this Bueller, Nathan Olsen, won the History Channel's latest season of Alone.
That's sick. That's really cool.
Congratulations, bro. It makes me want to watch it. Now that you know, when you've got somebody to root for on the home team.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this.
Yes.
Even though I'm not very sports ball.
No.
You know? Did the ball go? Dude, it sure did. Rooting for the Chuckers. Rooting for the Spud Kings, that worked.
That's true. That's true. But you know, that's the thing. When I go to sports, I never go for the actual sport.
Right.
You know, like for example, when I go to baseball, I just go to look at their butts. When I go to hockey, it's because I want to see them get into a fight.
You're there for the moist and meaty.
Yeah.
Okay. How about some retail news? Burlington, the store, opens on October 24th.
Okay, nice.
Yes.
I am actually looking forward to that big time.
Well, just in time to get a coat.
Yes. Right. You know, good point. You know what? They're really timing it out.
I know they've removed that word from their name, but it's still, I think, a big part of their business.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. So Taylor Swift's got a new album. Maybe you've heard. October 2nd, The Life of a Showgirl, and Target. It's a Target exclusive. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, ever the entrepreneur, probably made a shitload of cash doing this.
Right.
I assume. Target will be keeping 500 of their, do you know how many Target stores there are, by the way?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I would guess a lot.
I wonder if they had to shut one down to accommodate this number. 1,989 stores. Yes, 1989 stores.
That's funny.
The year Taylor Swift was born.
Yes, and also the name of her album.
With the title of an album.
Right.
Yes. Okay, we're all on the same page. Yes. Good.
Good.
They're going to keep open only 500. So that's what? A fourth?
Oh, wow.
25%, only a quarter of their stores for this late night, midnight release of The Life of a Showgirl, giving hardcore collectors the very first opportunity to own a physical copy of the album. And yes, they'll have exclusive editions of the album, 3 variants.
Whoa, okay, that's cool.
It's frightening, it's rapturous, or it's beautiful editions that come with an exclusive poster, collectible cover, and discard. And never before seen shit. So,
oh, fun.
The cool part is our Target is one of them.
Hell yeah. Sounds right. I mean, I would say a lot of folks around here like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
We were into her back when she first got her start. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that Don Jarrett over at The Wolf met her, like, what, four times?
She came through here. Yep.
Yeah.
'08, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right. I mean, Teardrops on My Guitar was '08. Right? So it may have been earlier than that.
I remember when I was young and that first came out, and that was just like such a jam. I'd sit there and like get all in my feels and like do a little crying to it.
Yeah.
Good song to cry to.
I didn't get it at first, honestly. I didn't hear it. Well, but I did.
To be fair, I was a teenage girl.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I was like literally her core demographic.
Yeah. You were the one on the bleachers.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she wore short shorts. And you wore t-shirts? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was a really dorky kid.
So, yeah. Only four of Idaho's seven Target stores were chosen to participate, including ours. Good luck, Swifties.
I feel kind of bad for them, though, because you know we're going to get so many people flocking here from outside towns and stuff to get this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of traffic.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people.
I mean, what are we doing? October 2nd.
I think we're breaking into a Target.
Should we? Yeah. Should we be <Just there? kidding. laughs> That's the parking lot where the kids gather.
Yeah.
To do God knows what.
Yeah. To be hellions.
To rev their engines and congregate.
Yeah.
And get all moist and meaty. Same parking lot. Mrs. Powell's is in the new issue of People, the September 8th issue of People magazine.
Oh, cool. What were they mentioned for exactly?
It's the one with Ron Howard on the cover. They're mentioned for cinnamon rolls.
Their cinnamon rolls are really good.
I mean, that's how they started out.
Oh, yeah.
They were just that.
Mm-hmm.
Only 80s kids will remember the Grand Teton Mall and that mm-hmm. smell, yo.
Oh, I know. You know, I actually ended up walking by a Cinnabon when I was at the airport the other day because they just exist there. Like, that's just their
Cinnabon's
number one place.
Cinnabon's got it down. They got the smell.
Oh, and apparently they're doing this thing now where they put like Reese's peanut butter cups, like they crumble those on top. I was hoping it'd be a little bit better. It was a little too chocolatey for my taste. But
says the girl who doesn't like chocolate.
Right, right.
Keep that in mind.
But it was still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's saying something.
I haven't had a Cinnabon in ages, so it was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it the Cinnabomb?
It was the Cinnabomb. Although I can't say that in the airport. So.
Right, no. You can't say hi to your friend Jack.
No.
You know, you can really date people when they say things like, that's thebomb.com. Oh, you were 18 in 1998. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's true. Like lately, my thing, which I've got to stop doing. Which would make you almost 50. Yeah. But no, my thing lately that I've got to stop doing is I keep saying sick. Like, no one says that.
I say, no, yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I think some people still do.
Yeah, no, I saw it on the internet that like last year, and I used to say it a lot. I got out of it for a little bit, and then I saw it again on the internet, and I was like, hell yeah, you know, I like sick. Sick's funny.
You need to get off sick. I need to get off toit.
Yeah.
And we need to get on board with Ohio Skibbity. Sigma Riz.
Brain rot.
Yeah. That kind of shit.
I can't guarantee that. We'll do our best.
All right. Anyway, way to go. They say about Mrs. Powell's, they say, while flavors like huckleberry and maple are crowd favorites, the classic cinnamon slathered with a thick frosting glaze still reigns supreme.
It's pretty damn good.
And I would just like to say, I can't believe we missed it last year. 1984, right? Grand Teton Mall.
Right.
That would make them 41 this year.
Crazy.
So, Mrs. Powell's, you are IFAF this week.
Mm-hmm.
Crisp high five, whoosh, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss.
To you for your delicious cinnamon rolls that give us back rolls.
41 years of diabetes.
Worth it.
Back rolls. What are they saying now? Big back?
Oh, yeah, big back. Yeah, I still remember the whole, there was like this joke on RuPaul's Drag Race where someone said back rolls and it became like a whole thing like, back rolls? Oh. It was cute. It was fun.
Are they moist and meaty? Finally, in Grand Teton Mall and adjacent Plaza news, we're finally getting a Chipotle. Yes!
I know!
Ladies and gentlemen, yes!
We did it.
We did it. love to believe that some of our keywords we were throwing out into the universe
right?
over the last 2 years,
yeah.
explaining why it was a mistake to open one in Pocatello
yes.
in 2016, and it only lasted 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You want a restaurant to succeed, ladies and gentlemen? You put it in Idaho Falls, and
yes.
Chipotle will be definitive proof.
Yep.
In fact, in a town that that already has three Taco Bells,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine we might get a second one shortly thereafter.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, you know, although... I don't want to get too confident in that. We still only have one Chick-fil-A.
That's true. That's true.
So.
Interesting, though.
Maybe not.
Now, okay. Where is it going into the old Sweeto Burrito?
It's going into the old Carl's Jr. location in the Grand Teton Mall. Okay. You've been gone for a week. You don't know this.
Is
Carl's Jr. closed.
What?
Yes. On September 8th.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, I really liked that Carl's Jr.
I know.
I used to go there pretty often and get their breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks. So now that means that we only have the two then. We've got the one over on the Northgate Mile and the one over by the Utah Walmart. Right?
The important thing that we need to focus on is we're finally getting a Chipotle in
sure.
Idaho Falls.
Oh, but I'm still sad that we're losing a Carl's Jr. on this side of town.
Yeah.
That sucks.
15 years too late.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the hype around Chipotle has sort of died down lately, too.
I love Chipotle.
I know you do. You just like Mexican food in general.
Well, it's all the good stuff. You can go get a bowl.
Right.
Black beans, there's your fiber. Double meat, no rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then load it up with veggies.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's an ultra mega protein bowl with fiber. I could live off that stuff, and I just might.
Yeah, you could.
For the first month that they're here.
You could, that's true.
I don't want to have another Popeyes incident where they come on board for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I guess in all fairness, we should talk about that. Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do so well here.
Well, but it's because we had a Chick-fil-A so close, and I don't feel like people...
think that may have been why.
Yeah.
And didn't Super Chick's open two while Popeyes was still here?
Yes.
Or do I have my timeline wrong?
No, I think they did.
Anyway.
One underrated restaurant in the mall parking lot, Noodles & Co.
Although,
I am pissed at them for taking away their beef stroganoff because that was the best thing on their damn menu. But I love Noodles & Co. I think it's so good. Oh, and they stopped doing Zoodles. What the hell?
Well, I'm so glad you used the word piss in a sentence.
Oh, no.
Because tonight, we're ending our show with a very special investigative report.
Okay.
And I hate this word. I don't use it in my personal life.
Piss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to use it a lot tonight.
Okay.
If you don't like that, that's our show. Have a
great
night.
You're going
to be pissed. You are going to be so pissed.
People pee everywhere, and it smells...
You had me at pee everywhere. I'm in.
Let's all just have a big pee party.
Can I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence?
Go ahead and just play this video that I've got queued up for you here, Carl.
Oh, okay. Well, the title is already saying quite a bit.
And it's going to happen again and again.
Do you want to describe what you see?
So, basically, it is a stream... most likely of urine.
Looks like piss.
Yeah, almost certainly. And
like boy piss.
Yeah, right.
Unless there is a way for the ladies to do it standing up.
Yeah, so basically within the frame, you can see the stream of pee at the bottom half of it, and then the rest is just scene and what he's peeing on, which appears to be a tiger statue.
Okay, or a cougar, because
that's
at BYU.
Okay, that makes
sense. I think I got them in the right order for you. I think that was the one.
Yeah, it does say BYU.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
so
you're
We did play the right one.
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Yeah, sorry, your phone started doing something funny.
Okay, I don't even know. This damn thing. I did upgrade to iOS 26.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now I've backed it up and play the third one down.
Tonight's the night.
Okay.
And it's going to happen.
Okay, there's no way that's pee. That was weird. I don't think that's how pee
is. That the one with the thick yellow stream?
Yeah, and it like comes out in spurts.
That almost looks like
Gatorade.
Yeah, classic Gatorade.
Yeah, either that or else you've got like bad kidney stones, brother.
In a sport bottle.
Like you
should get that checked out.
Yeah, go see a doctor.
Can you back up? Can you hit the back?
Oh yeah, so I was able to go to the next one. Right. Now I'm seeing Hillcrest.
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, there's no way that's actually pee. I hope not.
Congratulations. That's the first part of our investigative reporting.
Okay, yeah.
Now keep going.
Okay.
To the fourth and final one.
Hey, Harvard Butcher. You know the nickname, and you know what he did.
So that's a clip, I think, from Dexter?
Okay.
The Bay Harbor Butcher?
Okay. Maybe that's why I don't get it. I haven't seen Dexter.
But it's a reference basically saying we're going to find out who this guy is. So
right.
If you're just listening and not watching, contextually, you can probably infer that there are, and it's always teenage boys, okay? It's always teenage boys. That's a rule on the show. They're pissing on things.
Yeah.
Whether it's the BYU Cougar at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, is that right? Is that right? And isn't there a documentary coming out about him?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think I read. It started somewhere in the Midwest, I believe.
Okay.
A trend of a phantom pisser pissing on things and calling themselves the BYU pisser or the Thunder Ridge pisser.
Right.
Or the Hillcrest Honestly, pisser.
Can we just not?
And then now there's other accounts starting up saying that they're the piss investigator.
Okay, good. Okay.
So since this is the perfect example of what IFAF is here on this planet for.
Yes.
To cover the news that people are talking about, but the mainstream news and pusillanimous radio stations cannot or will not touch.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and probably because they can't say piss.
Right.
We're lucky we can.
The milquetoast, watered down, puff piece mainstream media with their hands tied.
Yeah.
I mean, how would they even say it? Maybe Neil and Julie would say it and say wee-wee. Instead, I don't know. Anyway.
I was just thinking I'd probably say go and potty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potty on you.
Well, and also, it makes them sound a little dumber, like a little baby toddler. Like, oh, he's just going potty on everything because he can't get to the toe-toe.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, because I have been rehearsing. Oh, did I finish talking about the play Clue? I don't think I did.
No,
I'm
going to
be in it.
Yes.
I'm going to be, spoiler alert, the dead guy.
Yeah.
You know, the one that, I don't know, either Professor Plum killed with the lead pipe in the conservatory, mm-hmm. or Peacock with the knife, or Mustard with the candlestick in the study. The guy that's dead.
Yeah.
So I'm on stage as an actor for all of like five lines.
Uh-huh.
And 3 minutes. And then I'm on stage for the rest of the show as a prop.
Yeah, basically. Yes.
As a dead body.
Yes.
That they have to sometimes move around. Anyway.
Yeah.
Since I'm at Thunder Ridge rehearsing for this thing, it's part of the Ammon Arts Community Theater, and it's next month. Mm-hmm. We'll get there. Since I'm a part of this thing and I'm at the school and I know a couple of teachers there now, I've asked them about it. They've passed it along to the school resource officers who are now aware of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And looking into things, kids.
Good. Good. Like, I don't know why the trends are always gross. Like, and especially with teenage boys, they'll get hold of a little trend, mm-hmm. and they will always take it to an extreme. And by the way, kids, this is a bad trend to follow, because if you get caught with your pants down, you could end up on a registry. You idiots.
Yeah. I'm so glad there wasn't TikTok when I was in high school.
Oh, can you imagine the mistakes you would have made?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yes.
Do not do anything illegal ever.
It's not smart.
But if you do, can you tag us?
Right.
Okay. Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, the Vintage Market Days is back for this fall. That's going to be going on Thursday through Saturday, September 25th through the 27th at the Eastern Idaho State Fairgrounds. It's a 3-day event, happens twice a year. You can shop over 100 vendors of either vintage, antique, home decor, seasonal decor, gifts, clothing, and jewelry, plus food trucks, live music, and more.
If you missed the Eastern Idaho State Fairgrounds in the last 3 weeks.
Right, right. If you want to feel like you're back at the fair. Yeah. We also, of course, have the Emotion Bowl. Yes. IF versus Skyline, obviously the biggest local high school football rivalry, sorry, Civil War, of the year. Go Tigers.
Go piss on some things.
Don't. Do not encourage teenage boys to pee on things.
I didn't say boys. Fully grown adults.
That's not better.
Over the age of 25 who can make their own decisions. and won't blame us for that because it's not. We're not encouraged.
Don't do it at a school.
What did I say?
Don't do it at a school. All right. Also, this Saturday, September 27th, is going to be Oktoberfest. That's on Park in downtown. It's going to be going on from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They're going to have a costume competition, which I think is really fun, by the way.
Lederhosen.
Right. Live music with Stiff Richard. Hilarious name, by the way.
Since we're building our own Sausage Fest and Clam Bake and Cornhole Tournament,
yes,
we need to have Stiff Richard play.
I think so. Perfect. I love it.
But I do love Oktoberfest. This is one of those city-sponsored or Downtown Development Corporation-sponsored public intoxication events.
Yes. Yeah.
Yay.
Just don't pee in public there, okay? All right. And then,
if you do, put it on TikTok.
Stop it.
Tag us.
And finally, the Haunted River in Manan opened last weekend. If Mike and I go, we definitely should not wear these jerseys, because if you've seen any horror movie, it's always the person in the jersey that dies first.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
True.
They got to make an example out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jock, the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the axe pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, right.
All right, that's our show. Go get 'em, Tiger, and... go get 'em, Tigers! Yeah!
Go get 'em, Grizzlies!
IFAF.